The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10. The 12 Apostles. Jesus called his 12 disciples to him, and gave them authority over unclean spirits, to drive them out, and to heal every disease and sickness. These are the names of the 12 Apostles. First, Simon, called Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, the man who would betray him. Jesus sends out the first missionaries. Jesus sent these 12 on mission with the instructions: do not visit pagan territory, and do not enter a Samaritan town. Go instead to the lost sheep of the people of Israel. Go and proclaim this message: the kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick, bring the dead back to life, cleanse the lepers, and drive out demons. Freely have you received, freely give. Do not carry any gold or silver or money in your purses. Do not take a traveling bag, or an extra shirt, or sandals, or a staff. Workers deserve to be compensated. When you come to a town or a village, look for a worthy person and stay with him until you leave. When you enter the house, wish it peace. If the people are worthy people, your peace will rest on them. If they are not worthy people, your blessing will come back to you. If you are not welcomed, and your words are not listened to, leave that house or that town, and shake the dust off your feet. I assure you, it will go easier for the people of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than it will for the people of that town. You will be persecuted. Look, I send you out like sheep among wolves. You must be as clever as snakes and as innocent as doves. But be on your guard with people, for they will hand you over to their courts, and they will flog you in their synagogues. You will be brought to trial before rulers and kings because of me, so that you may witness to them and the pagans. But when you are arrested, do not worry about what you are to say or how you are to say it. When the hour comes, you will be given what you are to say. For it will not be you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. A brother will hand over his brother to death, and a father his child. Children will turn against their parents and have them put to death. Everyone will hate you because of me, but whoever stands firm to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to the next. I tell you the truth, you will not have passed through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. A student is not above his teacher, nor a slave above his master. A student should be content to become like his teacher, and the slave like his master. If the head of the household has been called Beelzebul, how much more will they defame the members of his household? So do not be afraid of them. There is nothing covered that will not be uncovered. There is nothing hidden that will not be made known. What I am telling you in the dark, you must speak in the light. What you hear in private, proclaim from the housetops. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but have no power to kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of him who can destroy both body and soul in hell. For a few cents, you can buy two sparrows. Yet not one sparrow falls to the ground without your Father knowing. As for you, every hair of your head has been counted. Do not be afraid. You are no less worthy than many sparrows. Whoever acknowledges me before others, him will I acknowledge before my Father in heaven. Whoever rejects me before others, him will I reject before my Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to establish peace on earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Everyone will have as enemies his own family. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes him who sent me. The one who welcomes a prophet as a prophet will receive the reward of a prophet. The one who welcomes a just man because he is a just man will receive the reward of a just man. And if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones, because he is my disciple, I assure you, he will not go unrewarded.